Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Nass hanging out with Peter and Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
They are the creators and stars of the Peter and Chris show running at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival right now.
That is correct.
Last night was your opening night.
Sure was.
How was it?
It went really well. It was a lot of fun. We're at Pacific Theater right now, which is a great space with some really beautiful lighting.
That's true.
Important to us.
Yeah.
The lights.
Went really well.
So you're recent graduates of the UVic Theater Program.
Yeah.
Chris, you're unemployed.
At the moment.
Yeah. Your show's about unemployed graduates dealing with their quarter life crisis. The show's not autobiographical at all or anything, is it?
Well,
actually, believe it or not, it's
really
fairly autobiographical. Yeah. What happens in the piece is it's about two people who happen to be friends, so that's autobiographical.
So there it is. Yeah, that's one thing.
Who don't know what to do with their lives, so that's autobiographical. Yeah. That's number two right there. One of them actually has a squirrel living in his wall, so that's also
happened yeah, that's
to
true.
Chris.
Yeah,
lots of squirrels in his wall.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens afterwards is we just go off on crazy adventures. So
Which
and
happens
some,
sometimes
some,
for
yeah.
us too.
Some of them are not as autobiographical.
Not to give away any of the main jokes.
Mm-mm.
But we get up to some crazy stuff.
How did this project start?
Desperation? No, we graduated, right? Finished up at UVic, and then whatever.
We moved to
Vancouver. We started figuring out. We did some theater here and there around the area. I've done some stuff in Havana Theater. You've been there. It's a really nice little space.
Yeah.
But nothing really was going on. And then so November, I think, came around, which is the deadline for submissions to the Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris signed us up.
Yeah, without a show. So we had to write a show.
Yeah.
We kind of forced ourselves into it. Yeah.
We called it. We knew what we were calling it right off the bat because we didn't know what it was. The Peter and Chris Show with Peter and Chris. And we had no clue what it actually was going to be. So we just signed up. They accepted us. And we were like, okay,
Great. Let's
write something.
So, yeah, we took a lot of the sketches that we'd already written and try and write a story around them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys both have bachelors of fine arts in acting.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find the writing process?
We worked it out.
Yeah.
Just kind of sat around and I wrote down what Peter was saying. And that was a lot of what it was.
I mean, the writing process for us isn't so much a technical thing. Like, we don't sit down and go, okay, what are we going to write today and how are we going to figure it? We would just get together. And the formula, I guess, was we get together and start trying to be funny, and then if something's funny, we write it down. So sometimes,
write a story around it.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes it would come out of improv. Sometimes it would come out of having an idea of where we're going. But mostly, it was just we get together and we plan on being funny.
You guys just got back from Victoria
from
having the show in the Victoria Fringe Festival.
We did. Mm-hmm.
I read some really great reviews.
Yeah, it went well
did
over
you?
There.
How
Thanks.
Did you guys find the run?
Oh, I loved it.
Couldn't have been better, I'd say, for a first.
Totally.
Attempt.
Victoria is a really, really friendly city.
We were spoiled over there, I feel.
And a friendly audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Victoria Fringe audience is very supportive of their theater. I think that. Have they been going longer than the Vancouver Fringe Festival? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, neither do you. We
yes.
can just say that. Let's just make it up. It's been around for 1,000
years.
Oh.
Vancouver's 25 this year.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
25 years old.
So, I mean, it's an old Fringe as well, with a very embedded audience and with, like, a lot of support there. So it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to hopefully see the same support here.
So what's next for Chris and Peter, Peter and Chris?
Well, we're going to finish the run here.
Yep.
And we'll probably apply for something again. This is news to Peter. But well, I'm forcing him to do it. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it
I have no problems with that.
Yeah.
What? No. I quit. No. There's like lots of sketch festivals we can apply to and places we can take it. And basically, we'll just keep coming up with stuff.
And maybe fine-tune the show.
Yeah.
There's still problems with it. No, there isn't. It's perfect.
Oh, no, it's a flawless machine.
People, right?
Yeah.
People will listen to this. It's flawless.
Yeah, it's flawless.
Yeah.
It's the best show ever.
Fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.